一张雪击车之后呢，
After the car is hit by snow,
中国又被世界聚焦啊。
China is once again in the spotlight of the world.
这一次呢是中国的少年足球。
This time it's Chinese youth football.
在国际青少年足球杯比赛中，
In the International Youth Football Cup competition,
中国少年足球七战七胜啊。
China's youth soccer team, 7 wins and 7 losses.
那么这个赛事呢，地位其实是相当高的。
So, this competition actually has a very high status.
被称为 U12 世界小世界杯啊。
Called U12 World Small World.
但讽刺的是呢，
Ironically,
这支队伍的孩子并不是专业的运动员，
These children are not professional athletes,
而是来自全国不同地方的小学啊。
Instead, they come from elementary schools in different parts of the country.
有山东的，
There are from Shandong,
有河北的，
There are people from Hebei,
有江苏的，
There are from Jiangsu.
有浙江的。
There are from Zhejiang.
主要是这四个省的小学生啊。
These are mainly the primary school students in these 4 provinces.
所以每三四个月呢，聚在一起训练一次啊。
So we get together to train once every 3 or 4 months.
他们是这样的。
They are like this.
所以呢，我觉得，当然这还不是讽，更讽刺的是什么？
So, I think it's definitely ironic and even more ironic is
是这个教练啊。
This coach
就这个主教练，他连
Regarding this coach's training
这个教练资格证都没有考。
This coach doesn't have a coach's license.
那现在这个证书还翻来。
Is this certificate still valid now?
但这个教练连证都没有考。
But this coach doesn't have a license.
那么我觉得这至少说明了两个问题。
So, I think this at least indicates 2 problems.
第一个问题就是啊，我们从来不缺人才。
The first question is that we never lack talent.
从来不缺创新。
There's always innovation.
我们上下五千年的文明啊。
We have a civilization that spans 5,000 years.
我们有14亿人的泱泱大国。
We have a vast country with 1.4 billion people.
对吧？
Right?
可以组建任何领域最顶级的人才团队。
Can assemble the most elite talent teams in any field.
我觉得这一点毋庸置疑。
I'm sure of this.
第二点呢，说明了一个什么问题呢？
What does the second point explain?
就是只要不干预。
As long as there is no interference.
只要不被打扰啊。
As long as I'm not disturbed.
人民有足够的能力，
The people have the ability,
有足够的创新啊。
There is enough innovation.
最典型的反面教材，
The most typical textbook,
那就是中国男足啊。这个据说这次的赞助商呢是比亚迪啊，最早找的是中国男足。
That's the Chinese national football team. It's said that this time the sponsor is BYD, and they were the first to find the Chinese national football team.
结果中国男足根本就看不上比亚迪的这个7500万赞助费。
The Chinese men's football team completely rejected BYD's sponsorship fee of 75 million.
所以比亚迪呢，没办法投了这个中国少年足球。
Therefore, BYD couldn't participate in the Chinese youth soccer competition.
但没想到大获全胜啊。
But I didn't expect to win so easily.
那个其实这一点呢就说明什么
That actually means that
就是老子道德经提出的无为的思想。
That's exactly what the Taoist philosophy of Wu Wei is all about.
所以无为
Therefore, do nothing.
他不是说不刻苦训练
He didn't say he wouldn't work hard.
不是听天由命
Not to be passive.
也不是顺其自然
Not by chance.
而是什么？不进行行政干预。
Instead, what should not be interfered with by administrative intervention?
不进行与事物本身没有关联的条件啊。
But make conditions that are not related to the thing itself.
只要不触犯法律。
As long as it doesn't violate the law.
就要放手大胆的去干。
Just let go and go all out.
你说法律没有规定
Because there is no law to regulate it.
没有教练证
No coach's license.
又不能带队
Can't lead the team.
也没有规定
There is no regulation.
没有球员证就不能踢球
You can't play football without a membership card.
对不对啊
Is it right?
所以就大家看不上这个政府完全看不上这一块。
So, everyone completely disapproves of this area.
结果他们成功。如果政府天天去视察。
Result, if the government visits every day, they will succeed.
天天去指导。完蛋。
Every day I get guidance.
那就是又一个中国男足。啊。
That's another Chinese male football player.
所以我觉得这个 U12 的成功呢
So, I think the success of this U12 team
就是未来会有越来越多这样的团队会站在世界的这个顶尖舞台、啊、
That is, there will be more and more teams like this standing on the world's top stage in the future
这就是少年强
This is the meaning of youth.
则中国强，少年智则中国智。好，加油。
Then China's strong boy is smart, and China is good. Come on.